Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, January 23, 2018. You are listening, tuned in, dialed in to I Hear Tarot Online Radio. We are here, present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Mountain Time, 11 p.m. Central, and for those of you staying and hanging in with us, it is 12 a.m. on the East Coast. Thank you for joining us on our 21st show, joining, making, being a part of, sharing the energy of our 21st show. This is a big number in life, right? When 21 happens, we see it in our tarot, its completion, its the end, so to speak, of our major arcana. And in life, it's also when we feel like, or the government says, so to speak, that we are now officially an adult. So however this looks, you all, we're at our 21st show. Thank you for being here, joining me. We are broadcasting from lovely Denver, Colorado. So when you call in, please share your first name and the location from where you're calling. I'm just fine with city and state. If you want to keep it simple, we can make it just a state. However, if you're out of the country, share with us if you're calling in and let us know that too. Please make sure that you give us a moment to connect. We love technology, but sometimes it doesn't happen as quickly as we'd like it to. So please make sure you give us a moment to connect. And also, make sure that you give yourself and me the space where you're in a quiet place without distraction. This helps us, helps me, helps you, helps spirit communicate clearly, concisely, and quickly, and with voice. So sometimes noise in the background throws me off. It can throw you off. And of course, we don't want to distort what's coming through, right? I'm going to ask that we remember and keep in mind our 5 to 7 minute time frame. Really, it should be about 5 minutes. I want to get to as many of you as I can. So that being said, only 3 minutes after the hour, if we have a caller on standby, I am happy to take your call and see how I can support.
What do you make of the claim that 5 months of text?
I'm sorry, I could barely hear that. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Tina C. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada.
Donna, calling us from Canada, my dear. Well, thank you. How can I help?
So you're doing reading?
I do. This is a show about tarot card reading. So if you have a question, I can certainly support.
I have a relationship question, if you can answer that.
Yep, let's look at that. Why don't you share with me what's going on?
I've been seeing a man named Chris for the past few months. We've also saw each other in 2016. I'm just wondering if you see this continuing or getting more consistent and more serious at some point, and when him and I may see each other again.
Okay, so I missed the first part. I heard you say 2016.
So he and I saw each other a bit in 2016 and again starting in October. And we've been seeing each other since October. So I'm just wondering if you see that continuing and becoming more consistent or serious. And also if, also if when you and I may see each other again.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is your relationship kind of sparked up in 2016. It reignited in October, and you want to know if this is going to be long-term and when you're going to see each other again. Is that right?
Yeah, just, if it's going to continue and become more consistent, and when we'll see each other again.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Donna, I'm going to look at your relationship. I'm just going to get a perspective on what's going on with you two, and we'll go from there, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of background noise there. I'm not sure if you can shift yourself just a little bit, but I'm hearing sounds like I'm yelling or something.
Oh, I think it's fine.
Okay, Donna, so here's what's coming up. There are a couple different factors. So we do see romantic relationships. The cards are definitely talking about that. So they're talking about, here's the deal. They're saying I'm not going to say there's obstacles in the way. I don't know if obstacles is the right word to use, but there are factors. There are factors to be included in this relationship. So it's almost like what the cards are saying is, one, not all of the factors are totally being acknowledged or even we're not even aware of some of them. There might be some existing factors that we just haven't been brought to light. That's one thing. Another thing is, and because of that, the cards are saying there's a couple of different ways that this relationship can look. And they're saying that it hasn't been clearly identified or addressed. And so I don't mean that in the you're hiding things from each other way. I mean that in the everything isn't out on the table way. And so there are things that need to be addressed. Now we're also seeing celebration and happiness. So I get there's a connection there. I get there's more than just a friendship. There's a want and a desire to move on, and there's a connection in that way, right? And what's beautiful mm-hmm. about this, too, is that we're seeing the Fool card, which is all about new beginnings, right? Mm. And we also have a Death card, which is all about reinvention. So there's actually a lot of activity going on in this relationship, Donna, and I'm really getting it for both sides. Not just you, not just him, but it's like y'all are both bringing this energy to the table and nothing is matching up or lining up exactly the way we want it to is one thing. But there's definitely potential. Let me see. There's an Ace of Pentacles here. So what the cards are talking about is they're saying energetically some stuff needs to be ironed out. It needs to be addressed. Period. And there's definitely benefits and positives to your relationship working out. So we see the potential there, right? So there's definitely something there as far as this could be really good. We can do something with this, right? But there's, on the other hand of it, there's a matter of we need to make sure that everything is on the table and we're all on board with the direction. And right now what the cards are saying is there's some shift in that. Do you follow? There's some shift. So it's almost like what's going on for you and what you want and what you can create isn't exactly what's going on for him and what he wants and what he can create.
Okay.
So and then you also asked me time frame when you guys are going to catch back up again. I see that happening pretty soon. What the cards are really saying is it's not so much about the date. It's more so about when you're straight and grounded and centered on what you've got going on, then that opens up a space for him to be grounded, for Chris to be grounded and centered on what he's got going on. So it's almost like, it's interesting what the cards are saying is you guys are kind of mirroring each other and one of you has to act first before the other one can follow it. And I'm not saying that's the way the relationship will always be, but that's what the energy looks like right now. So it's almost like one of you has to lead the path for the other to fall in line with. So it's more about clearing up space on your end so he can be in it versus what date is this going to happen.
Okay.
So there's definitely something. Go ahead.
you do see it continuing.
I do. But they're saying the same thing. The cards are saying the same thing. Yes, but it's a matter of clearing up your space and him clearing up his space. And so if you're looking to, if you want this relationship to continue, which it sounds like you do, and to expand, what the cards are saying is if you have any loose ends, even little loose ends that you can manage on your own, not a big deal, in quotes, take care of those, and that'll start to clear up the space. There's just saying there's a little bit of energy and static is what I call it that's going on around you. And so just clear it up as little as best you can, even the little stuff, and you're going to notice a difference is what they're saying.
Do you see this being like a commitment at some point?
Well, here's the deal. There's a lot going on with your question, and we're seeing that with your death card, and we're seeing that with your fool card. Donna, that's a lot. But we can't get into that right now. So you're welcome to catch up with me. Shoot me an email. I'll put out my phone number, too, so you can catch up with me. But that's a more in-depth question that we can't talk about at this moment because we're going to move to our next caller. But please do reach out to me so we can talk further about this.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my dear, thank you. Take care. Okay, my dears, it is 10:11 minutes after the hour. I'm going to ask again and remind you all, if you're calling in, please be in a space that is without distraction, where you can focus on what I'm saying and receive the messages so we can keep that dialogue open and smooth. If we have the next caller on standby, I'm happy to hear what you've got going on and how I can support.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tonette calling from Philadelphia, PA.
And how do you say your name, my dear?
It's Tonette.
Tonette calling us from Philadelphia. Well, thank you for staying up, and how can I support?
Well, basically, I really need to know what's going to be happening here between Desiree and I. We reconnected last week. She started texting me after 6 months of not talking. And things were going pretty good, okay? She was doing a lot of initiating of the text messaging and stuff like that. Now, all of a sudden, the last day or so abruptly stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I did not make any effort to text her. Just I wanted to see where she was at and what she wants to do. And she made no effort within 24 hours, nothing. So, you know, I really need to know what's going on here. I don't want to be playing any head games. You know, it's either you're serious or not. And I'm not sure what her deal is.
Okay, so let's look at this. So we're going to look at this two ways tonight. We're going to look at this from the perspective of your relationship with her, and then we're going to look at your relation, and then we're going to look at, I'm going to see if the cards will share with us what's going on with Desiree, period. So looking first at your relationship with her. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's what's coming up tonight. This is clear. So one of the first cards that comes up is the Four of Swords. So that's retreating. We're going back into ourselves, and there's a little bit of static and head noise, right? And also what's coming through is a hanged man. So there's some indecision. So it's not so much, let's see, what is that hanged man looking like? So there's some qualifiers, they're almost saying. We're hung up on something, or there's something there that's causing, and I'm getting this from both ends. I'm getting this and I know you're calling with the question right now, and that could be what the hanged man is representing, right? But there's some energy that's already there they're talking about. But here's the deal. Following that, we're also looking at the Four of Rods, which is all about home. So this is a significant relationship. This could be a significant leap is what's coming up. So there's naturally almost pause for what's coming up. So that's what's coming up for your relationship with her. Now let's see if we can get some insight on Desiree herself, right? Okay, so let me see, hold on. Okay, so here's what's coming through for her. Desiree is, I'm going to use the word introspective right now. We're, you know, she's looking at what she's creating, what she's getting into, what she's signing up for. That's one thing, right?
Right.
And I'm also getting okay. that she's in the place where she's like, okay, this is what I've done for so long. This is where I am without that, for example, and this is what I'm signing up for. And so it's almost like, you know, the same thing is coming up, like a significant change, right, in what she's willing to accept, what she's signing up for. That keeps coming through. And here's what I want you to really appreciate about her. She's really looking at what is the greater good of everything and really taking that step forward and trying to, I'm going to use the word change. That's probably not the right word to use, but that's what's coming through, right? And so
okay.
that's significant. Now I'm getting, and I know what you're going to say, and I know what's coming through. It's like, okay, well, this what she's doing doesn't jive with what you're saying. And I get that too, because there is some almost like the vision that just came through for her is like she was, you know, in the spotlight, in the sun, and then she jumps back again because she's been in the dark for so long. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It just is significantly different. So I want you to understand that there's some energy, some really positive energy. And it's almost like taking some time to reconnect with and to get grounded with again. So,
okay.
I know you're going to ask me what you should do. Or waiting is, let me see what comes through.
Well, I just don't want to get hurt by this person again. I mean,
of course.
You know, she shut me mm-hmm. out for 6 months, and it was very devastating to me. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I don't know what her deal is. I don't know if she's thinking about, okay, should I go forward here with Tonette and mm-hmm. start living mm-hmm. with her, or I don't know what her deal is.
So here's what's coming through, and she's got some things to reconcile. She's got some things to address, and even if she doesn't, the card is saying she's got to get over some stuff, and that's the best way, that's what they're saying. She's got to get over some stuff, right? And so right now what I'm getting for her, or what they're saying, is that she's kind of picking her battles, and I get what you're saying, and you should be protecting yourself. What's coming through is they're saying it's not you. She's wrestling through some stuff, and it's all about what she's turning into and what she's creating for herself and who she's creating
right.
herself to be, right? And so what I'm getting is you guys talking again and reconnecting again, but what the cards are saying clearly is she's going through her stuff, and so it's, you know, because your perspective is different than hers is, they're saying, let me see how to say this. They're talking about your right to be hesitant and your right to be cautiously optimistic, but just know it's more on her end of the trend. You're pretty solid. The cards are saying you're solid. You know what you want.
Right.
You're clear on
yeah.
what you want. You're clear what doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
That's not even a question. She's kind of like, she's a little bit of the opposite. She's still wrestling through it. And so all of her cards are saying that. She's got a lot of rods in around her, and that's all about who she is right now and her spirit and her energy and her belief system. I mean, it's getting kind of granular with her. So you're right to be guarded, and they're just saying she's going through some stuff right now and she's transitioning. And I don't mean that in this crazy, like, 180, but I do mean it in the way of, like, almost every move for her she questions or really, really looks at to see if it's what she wants. So I'm not giving you advice, but what they're saying is she's going to continue to go through this for a little bit. So it's really up to you, obviously, if you want to engage more or if you want to wait till she comes back to you. And she might not even realize what's going on with her. That's what they're saying. So you're so clear. Hers, she's just kind of still walking through the fog and getting clear. So
right.
It's a tough place for you to be. I know. I get that. As far as time frame, She's working through this. It's who and what she is, and it's kind of deep down. So I don't know. It's going to be kind of up to her how quickly she moves through it. Does she travel at all? Are you guys distance apart or anything like that?
No, we're in the same area, probably like, you know, 20 minutes away from each other. She's living with an ex-boyfriend that's not too good.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows
okay.
she has to get out of that situation, but, you know, she can't seesaw between me and him. I can't.
Yeah, good. And thank you for sharing that. The reason I asked about travel, we're looking at a six of swords, and so sometimes it could indicate travel, so it could very well be talking about her making that transition from him. But she's going through her own, she's going through her own stuff. You're spot on energetically. Look, you have to look out for yourself and definitely support her, but look out for yourself, of course, and fill your cup. So she's just in transition right now, and it's pretty deep is what they're saying. So.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm just going to kind of, pull back my energy. That way I'm not putting myself out there to get hurt. You know what I mean? Seriously.
I do, and I get that. And that was kind of coming through earlier, and I wasn't sure if it was my opinion or if it was spirit coming through, but that's in line with what you just said, which is you're clear on what you're putting out there, and she needs to get clear on what she's putting out there, and so that's what she's wrestling through. So, yes, it sounds to me like you're pretty aware of what's going on. So trust your intuition.
Yeah.
Definitely trust your intuition.
Okay. All right, and I'll keep in touch. I'll let you know how things are going.
Please do, my dear. I mean, every week, same Tuesday, same time. So don't hesitate to call in and give us an update or see what's going on because things change every day, every moment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, thank you.
All right, my dear, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, my dears, it is now 21 minutes after the hour. We're going to jump right back to a couple of details that we're going to cover before moving on to our next question. We have a chat room question from Yvette. So we're going to get right back to that, and it's regarding, it looks like, a new business. So Yvette, if you could just hold on a little bit longer, we're going to get to some details for the rest of those who may be on standby, and if they're not, can certainly call in. Want to remind you to take advantage of my current promotion, right? It's always about supporting you. 5 to 7 minutes is not long enough to really get in depth with what we want to see that's going on around you and around the situation. Just like these calls from Tanette and Donna, we see it's not just their energy, but there's outside factors and influence. So catch up with me, reach out to me. Let's at least talk about what we're working with and what you've got going on. 50% off of readings through today, you all, with the code INGRATITUDE. So shoot me an email, send me a message on Facebook, call me, reference the INGRATITUDE promo code, and we can get you started. As always, if you mention the show, it's 25% off regardless. I heard you on the radio. I heard you on New Age Guild. It was Spirit Talk something. It doesn't matter to me. I would love to give you 25% off, and I would love to support you with what you've got going on. I want to quickly take a moment to acknowledge #PoundBlackout. You may have heard about this. It is about women, domestic violence, and children. And whether or not you're on the side of supporting or whether or not you're on the side of it's all about humanity, we're supporting love and peace everywhere despite, it's all about your voice and making a stand and choosing. And so it's really interesting with a topic like this because we're all moved immediately to say one way or the other. And I'm kind of torn. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of torn looking at both perspectives of this. So just keeping in mind, it's really all about your voice and what you get to share with it. All right, my dears, it is 24 minutes after the hour. We're going to come back to some of our other details in just a moment. But in the meantime, our chat room question from Yvette. She's starting a new business and wants to know how we see that or how the cards see that going. And do we see success, right? Okay, so let's look at this. A new business, and do we see success around it? So, okay, so Yvette, before we even flip the cards, they're talking about, again, there's more energy than just the start of the business. There's definitely a lot of passion around what it is, around the idea. They're almost saying, like, this is really unique, right? And there's a niche in there. So we're getting that. So that's not the question. They're saying, yes, it could be extremely successful, but there's some energy on And not to be a naysayer, but they're saying there's some energy on how we can make it successful and where the opportunity is. That's kind of what they're talking about. So let me just see what they want to say about that. Okay. So you know what's coming through of that is they're talking about there's a key player in this, right? And obviously you're a key player to this, but there's also what's coming through is the Emperor. And this is usually a masculine energy who's somewhat authoritative or at least very clear on the way things should look. This could be an influence. It could be a lender. It could be a partner. But there's definitely a male is what I'm getting, a male influence on this. And so, okay, that's what's coming up too. We want to make sure, and they're saying you want to make sure that your energy on this and your creativity in this is important, right? And so that's what's coming through. They're saying don't, it's almost like it's going to be a balance. And that's what they're saying. It's going to be a balance. And that's why it's not exactly clear on what it looks like. And I know, thank you, Yvette, for just sharing that this influence, this male influence is your husband, right? Because it's very present. So thank you for sharing that. It's coming across two ways, my dear. It's almost like one way is they're saying we need to be really clear and simplify what it is we want to create so we can create it, so we can measure it, right? And also so we can present it. So they're saying almost if they're like any investors or if that's the way of presenting it, if we're trying to sell it, or we want to make sure that we're keeping it at a ground level or simplified and then we can get more detailed later on. So, for example, if it's like a product, then we start out with a couple, see what sticks, and then we can expand that. If it's a service, the same way. But they're saying almost like we really want to keep it at a ground level at first and not overdo it. And that's what's coming through. So, and I know you asked me about success levels. So let me just get an idea on that. And there's definitely energy on it. And that's why when you say, is it going to be successful? They're already saying, yes, of course. Yes. So that's why you want to look at the opportunity as to what might get in the way of it being successful. That's what they're saying. So, okay. Yeah. Okay, my dear. Okay. So here's what's coming through. So earlier in the cards, your husband was being represented as the Emperor, right? And now we're seeing him as the King of Cups. So there are two aspects, right? There's this one as a partner, businessman, influence, whatever you want to call it. And then at the end of the day, you're going home and he's your husband. So that's one aspect that we get to look at, right? We're also looking at the Ten of Swords. So let me get some clarity on that. Yeah, so what that's coming up for that is we want to make sure that in this, okay, yeah. We want to make sure that we're clear on what the agenda is. And so this is another reason the cards are saying, let's keep it simple to start. We want to make sure that everyone across the board, you, him, anyone else that's involved, knows what the goal at the end of the day is. We want to sell 10 whatever, or we whatever the case is for you, right? So that's one of the things is that your goal is the same as his and can be presented the same way. That's one of the biggest things that comes up. And the beauty of it afterwards, after we've kind of worked out those two kinks, we see the Magician, which is super, super positive because it's talking about a new start. It's talking about you being equipped. So don't feel like you have anything to learn. I'm not even getting that you're ill-equipped. That's what they're saying. This Magician card is beautiful. It's talking about you being very well-equipped and being able to balance this and being able to manage it. So the cards are saying it's due time. It's been percolating long enough. You can definitely make this a reality, which is super exciting. We're seeing a lot of gold. We're seeing a lot of red for the fire and the passion, but we're seeing knowledge. We're not going into this as a novice, right? And so you've got your bases covered, my dear. It's just a matter of really just addressing a couple of those hiccups or what might become hiccups along the way, which is this is the goal, even if it's 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, whatever it looks like, coming to terms with that. And then also I'm looking at that King of Cups again, and that's just, it's really encouraging because we see that energy, that Emperor turning into this beautiful King of Cups, which is all about compassion, love, and support. And that's what we get to remember in all of this, right? Because there's a lot of creativity and fire and passion and energy that you bring to this, right? And you're a part of it. Couldn't be done without you. And so that's what they're saying, is you holding almost 50-50 in this game. So it looks really encouraging. Maybe it's just a couple of kinks, which is we're saying the same thing, we're explaining it the same way, we understand it the same way, and this is what we expect to happen. But yeah, they look really good, really encouraging, and fun. That keeps coming through too. A lot of fun, a lot of energy on that. So yeah, we just want to make sure we're both clear and we're both on the same page. That's what's coming through. So thank you for taking advantage of our chat room, my dear. And do, when you can, call in or chat with us again and give us an update. And even if it's, you know, a website that goes up or a Facebook page that goes up, that's still movement. There's still energy. So keep us updated. Don't hesitate to call in or message in with another question. And you're welcome, my dear. All right. So it is now 31 minutes after the hour. We are going to move on to our next caller. If you're on standby, I am here and waiting.
Hi, Timothy.
Hi, who is this?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura from New Jersey. My dear, what's on your mind?
Okay, so I live in the New Jersey area, but I'm from the Pittsburgh area. And I wonder, I have a phone interview scheduled on February 7th for a permanent position in the Philadelphia area. Does Spirit want me to stay in this area where I'm currently at? Or would they prefer me to move back to the Pittsburgh area?
Okay, so your question is, does Spirit want you to stay where you are, or is the opportunity to move to Philadelphia exactly
Pittsburgh.
That, so you can take advantage?
Yeah, Philadelphia or the Pittsburgh area.
Okay. Well, that's okay, so let me see. Let me see, Laura, what's coming through. It's a good question. There's some energy on that, and I'm trying to get some insight before we flip the cards. Okay, so they're coming through and saying, of course, it's what you want, but they love that you're diverting to them. So, and this is an interview that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Okay, wow, okay, right. Okay, so yes, they're saying that there is definitely some energy on this question, and that comes through in the way of, it's almost like, why did it take so long to get the interview, and it seems so far out? It seems so far out from when we almost interviewed or initiated having that scheduled. So there's definitely some, almost like it feels like we're underwater and just lagging a little bit. So let's ask why it's taking so long to get clear on what the next steps are. Okay, so you've got a couple of major arcana in here, Laura, and then you've also got a Six of Pentacles. So let's see. Okay, so here's what's coming through. One of your cards is the Wheel of Fortune. So not exactly what you want to hear right now, but that means everything is still up in the air. We're not sure what's going to happen just yet, right? You've had your highs and you've had your lows. And it's interesting because what the cards are saying and what was coming through is they're talking about these boundaries or lines that you've drawn for yourself. And it's almost like they're saying, are we starting to shift those? Are we sticking by those? And we're not going to put it to Spirit. We're going to say, no, I'm staying here. I've got my convictions. This is where the magic is going to happen. This is where it's at for me. So that's one of the things that's coming up is, it's almost like, I hear what you're saying. Is this being presented to me because universe wants me to take advantage of it? But what the cards are saying is almost like universe is asking you, knock, knock on the door, do you want to stay here? Because we can make it happen around here. And it's almost like that's why there's a lag between your interview on the 7th and right now. Are you still interviewing for positions in your area?
Yeah, I'm trying. I've been trying for a long time to get a really good permanent job around this area.
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened is that I've been doing contract work for years,
mm-hmm.
and that just seems to be, it almost feels like I'm stuck. And I'm trying to figure out if it's because the spirit wants me to go back to the area where I have family and friends in my childhood, or am I able to finally settle down and get my roots here where I'm at, because I can make friends here and everything. I'm just so frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you.
Yeah, no, I get it. The Wheel of Fortune sometimes can be a difficult card. So what was coming through, and we pulled some cards when you were asking, what should you go back to Philadelphia?
No, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. Thank you. One of the things that came up was the Six of Pentacles, right? This came up earlier. And so this is all about not just giving, but it's also receiving support, right? So that's one of the things that came through. And then when you talked about should I move back, the World came up, which is all about completion. And then we're also seeing an Ace of Cups for romantic relationship, starting that over there or back there. And then we're seeing a Ten of Pentacles. So it's almost like what they're saying is everything coming together. And so, you know, I'll put it to you this way, Laura. They're saying that you do have choice. And that's what they're saying. You have choice to move back if you want to move back. It's not even about should I, shouldn't I. It's you being empowered with the choice. The cards that come up when we look at you moving back to Pittsburgh is completion, is World, is rebalance, is regrouping. We're seeing potential romantic relationship with a beautiful Ace of Cups. And then we're seeing a Ten of Pentacles, which is all about well-roundedness, having almost everything, not just having your cake and eating it too, but really getting to, you know, they're saying like rebuild your artillery, like rebuild everything, put it all back in the bank, put it all back, you know, on land. So, while I'm not telling you one way or the other, the cards are responding really positively towards moving back. And that's just that everything seems to be coming together. It's like full circle. Everything just comes to completion. That doesn't mean that's the rest of your life. It just means that's where it is at the time. So they're saying it's really, of course, it's really what you want. But what seems to be coming through is really positive energy towards, and when I say going back, I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean returning to that place. It's not a negative view at all, is what's coming through.
Well, so then I wouldn't do a really good job to open up for me back there.
Applying back there?
Well, I started looking for jobs back there, and of course, Pittsburgh, the pay isn't nearly as good as it is out here, and I want to buy a home. And
gotcha.
I've been looking into all that. There's a couple possibilities for jobs back here. The reason why I moved out here is because I'm in the tri-state area and I have my pick of places where I could go. I have a better chance of getting work out here. And then, I don't know. I can't figure out why. I just feel like I've been blocked for a number of years.
And when you next step of settling in would be obviously having your space and also having a romantic relationship, having this comfortable job that allows you really, what I'm getting is allowing you personal life and latitude versus being what you want for the rest of your life. And so that's what they're talking about. That's what they're saying. Yeah, they're coming back and talking about what is it really that's going to make the difference for you? And it's not necessarily going to be the job. It's going to be what the job affords you. That's where that wild card comes in. That's where that Wheel of Fortune is coming in. It's like, okay, do I want to, if I have the job, it's really you're looking at what the rest of your day is, not necessarily those 8 that you're, or those 10 that you're working, whatever the case is for you. It's the rest of the day. And that's what they're talking about. That's what they want you to look at. It's not the time that you're working that you're really digging. It's what you're doing when you're not. And we're seeing romantic relationship and we're seeing family. So, yeah, they're saying be open to that and look at it that way. And also be open to, if you need a little bit of support to start and you're not straight on your feet running ahead, be open to that too. There might be a little bit of, you know, lag, but we're seeing a little bit of that. So just be open to that is what they're saying, and look at it from a different perspective. It's really about what you want outside of work versus work, because that's not what
yeah.
we're getting for you.
I know. I'm thinking about it. So now I'm going to have to change my focus and start applying for work back there and see what happens.
Right, and that's what the intention of why we're looking for work back there. It's for, even if you don't have that house straight away and you can't put down on it straight away, it's just about being around family, being reestablished, getting to sock away, getting to, that's kind of what you get to look at. That's what they're saying. So there's energy on it. Laura, we just have to flip that perspective a little bit. But I get the cards are saying that's going to open up for you. That's really going to open up for you.
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate it.
Have You're welcome.
Night.
Thank you for calling in. You too.
Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. Take care. It is always wonderful to hear you call in with your name and from where you're calling, and I know I've talked to you before. It warms my heart, and I thank you, Laura, especially for entrusting, and Yvette, for entrusting me with your questions and for believing enough and calling back in, whether it's the same situation or whether it's a new question. I really appreciate you and your trust and your support and your just being present and a part of. It really means a lot to me. So leaves me kind of speechless, but a bunch of warm fuzzies nonetheless, right? It is 41 minutes after the hour, you all. We don't have too much more time. But I want to remind you, and I want to tell you to stay tuned throughout the rest of the show, because here's the deal. We're going to talk about our card of the month. We're going to talk about our card of the day, and we're going to talk about our card of the week, and we're going to hear our postcard from Spirit. All of this, you all, is totally jiving with, number one, the cards are jiving with each other, and these are pulled from different decks, right? And they all come together, and they're totally jiving and resonating with the calls that you are sharing and your questions that you are coming to the table with. So want to make sure you stay tuned in and tapped in, right? Because it's not just about your one question, right? It's about what's going on around you. And that's the beauty of getting to speak in depth with what you've got going on. So 42 minutes after the hour, if we have another call on standby, I'm happy to hear what you've got going on.
Hello. Oh, hello, hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, Christina, Tina. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling us from?
New York.
From New York.
Yes.
Yes, my dear. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I'm worried about my cat, so I was wondering if you can pick up any guidance about her. She kind of hasn't been eating much in the past few days, and that's not like her usually. And she threw up a little bit yesterday, but then she did start drinking water last night, and she's been eating a little bit today. So I'm kind of worried about her. And,
okay.
You know,
what's her name?
Angel.
Angel. All right, so let's see if we can get some insights.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's see if we can get some insight onto her. She is definitely a different vibration, so I'm trying to tune into that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying that she's drawn in a little inward. We know that. Even her energy is that way. So she's being almost like protective, and I think that's what's coming through. So let me see what the cards want to say. She's not indoor outdoor cat. There's no chance of pregnancy or anything like that, right, Karen?
Oh no! Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I can.
My phone is going in and out. Let me fix something. Hello?
Okay, you're still there.
Okay, I switched headpieces, whatever
okay.
It's called.
So, yeah, no problem. So what's coming through is it looks like she is working through a little something. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, so they're saying as she is working. Hold on. Let me get clear on this. Yeah, okay, great. So they're saying that she is working through a little something. I can't tell exactly what it is, but it's almost like she's restricted. So this is probably what they're saying is like the worst part for her. But she gets to be over it. So I'm not sure what it is. You know, it could be something in the tummy. She's pretty resilient. So it's almost like she's going to be like down and out, and all of a sudden she's going to be bright, you know, bushy-tailed, and she's going to be good all of a sudden. So whatever it is, the cards are saying she gets to get over it quickly, but she's kind of like, this is like the darkest point for her. So I'm not getting anything that's going to be long-term. I'm not seeing that anyways. And then she gets to be over it. So it's almost like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you were even sick or down and out. But it looks like she gets to overcome this. I'm not getting too much longer. And she'll, yeah, almost like good as new.
Oh, wonderful. So maybe it was just kind of bug or something. There's been stuff going on.
Yeah, could have been. Could have been, but it looks like she almost like comes back with more energy. Yeah, they're just saying, the cards are saying it's like she doesn't like to be this way. So, yeah, she's got quite the personality. So,
yeah, and I don't want to stress her out more by taking her to the vet if it's not really necessary.
Yeah, no, I get that she's working through it. She's just, this is, like I said, this is her darkest time right now, and then she'll bounce back.
Beautiful. Oh,
yeah,
thank
definitely.
You. That
yeah,
is,
thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Nice to see
you're welcome,
you.
Karen. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You take care, too. Thank you.
Bless.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. Thank you. All right, my dears. We have, if you're willing to venture, I'm willing to as well. We have 3 minutes. If we have one more caller on standby, I'm happy to support.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Devetta, and I'm from Texas.
Devetta from Texas, my dear. We're going to have to keep this brief. What is on your mind?
If you could just maybe tell me what you see for me in 2018.
2018. Okay, so let's get a quick. Look at this. 2018. Okay. 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 All right, Devetta. So here's what's coming through. One, they're talking about getting to take action. However that looks to you, it's getting to take action and move, right? And they're talking, but for you, they're talking about the vision that just came through for you is almost like, it, you know, a snake, how you see it shed its skin is almost one. But the other vision that came through for you, interestingly enough, is like a zipper at the top of your head and it coming all the way down and you stepping out of it and being fired up and impassioned, and then another zipper coming down and stepping out of it again. So a lot of reinvention, but a lot of tapping into your creativity and fire and passion and energy. Now, that's going to leave the options and what to do next, right? And so what's coming up is movement and then decision. Movement, decision. It's almost like an obstacle course for you, right? And we're seeing a lot of opportunity around you, so it's not just, oh, this is kind of a me thing. This is like what you're creating for yourself, an opportunity. So a lot of creative passion and drive. I wouldn't be surprised if ideas come out of the woodwork and you're like, where did this come from? And you start to pursue it. I wouldn't be surprised if things start to fall in your path that really energize you and resonate with you. So as far as what's coming up for 2018, a lot of creativity, a lot of passion, a lot of decision. And they're saying that you're going to get to move forward in a direction either way, but it's almost like you have to make yourself take and make a choice. But a lot of energy. It's not going to be a boring year for you. That's what they're saying.
A good year.
Yeah, it's looking really good. It's a lot of opportunity, a lot of, yeah, going to be a good year. It's looking good.
Okay. And can I ask one more quick question?
We don't actually have any more time, my dear,
okay.
But please reach
okay.
out to me, and then we can connect.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in, my dear. Thank you. You take
okay.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was such a great last call for the evening. There was so much energy. It was swords, and it was rods, and it was swords, and we saw pentacles, and Davida, it's going to be just a beautiful, exciting year with decisions and then options and the decision and options again. So, woo, that energized me. So very exciting, great question. You can definitely reach out to me. Anyone can reach out to me. That's why I'm here. 234-97-TAROT. You can also find me at www.ihear.com. That's www.ihear.com. That is my handle, you all. So you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on YouTube. You get to match the face with the voice, right? See how it all comes together. So, more importantly, let's look at what's going on today and this week and how it jives with what we saw at the beginning of the month for this point in the month, right? So we're going to look at our Tarot of the Old Path deck. It's one of my favorites to use because it can and does individually identify a person in your life or an influence, like to the point of dark hair, light eyes, younger, older, a lot of energy on that, right? And so it's one of my favorite decks to use. And just to give you a quick description, read correctly, the cards help to put the past and present into focus and act as a strong guideline for the future. The Tarot can therefore be thought of as a key to destiny. In the hands of an expert, these cards of knowledge mirror a region of the mind which would normally remain hidden, illustrating just how sensitive the Tarot is as a medium of psychic expression. Keeping this in mind, the Tarot should always be treated with respect. And that's, again, why I like to share with you the different descriptions or energies behind the Tarot decks I use, because I want to understand they're always with integrity, and it's always really about this is yours. It's your energy. It's just the cards getting to share with you or source getting to share with you what's going down. Most of the time, you already know, but we just get to hear it in a different perspective, right? And so our card of the day, beautifully picked or presented to us, I should say, is Mastery, 7 of the Major Arcana, which is also known as the Chariot. And so this card specifically indicates quarrel, overcoming obstacles, traveler conquest, and victory. Greatness is within reach when mental and physical powers are kept in balance, controlling the direction of life. This card is also talking about, on a different level, higher level, that everything is within us, right? We don't need to go outward. Everything is inward. And this card is reminding us that's where the balance gets to come in. And so this card is telling us, too, that it's because there's a hitch in our giddy-up, as I call it. There's something that's going on in our world that doesn't totally jive with what we want or what we're intending and what we're working towards, right? And so that's what this card is telling us. We get to put all of that out of the way, and it is now exactly what we want it to be and how we want it to be, much like some of the calls we got tonight. Should I move? Shouldn't I? Am I going to have a relationship? Am I not? It's really, the cards are saying we're giving you some time to work through these kinks, because we want you to come to the understanding of what it is you really want. That's what they're telling us. It's almost like we're going to give you some more time to ponder on this so you can come to the understanding of what you really want. It's not really about us. This card is talking about, yeah, we might also feel out of control, and we might not feel like we know exactly what it is we want, but we know what we don't want. That's the easy part. So, the card's reminding us don't feel that way. They're telling us it's just par for the course at this point, right? Looking at our beautiful angel card, it's the Ten of Fire, which is beautiful because our card of the week, which came through in our production for the month, is the Nine of Rods. And so that's just one, of course, up from our Ten of Fire, also known as the Ten of Rods. And so we're using our beautiful Angel Tarot deck. And this card reads, too much work. Accept help from others. Life is out of balance. Stress-related health concerns, right? So we're hearing this again. This card is supporting exactly what our Chariot or our Mastery card just suggested. Being out of balance, feeling out of balance, putting too much work onto one side and being lopsided. This card also reads, you're working too hard and have put in too many hours. There's a need to balance the professional and personal sides of your life. You're trying to do too much. A good first step is to be willing to accept assistance from others. There's hope for a successful resolution to your situation or project. However, it's best if you cut unnecessary or burdensome activity from your schedule. Slow your pace to a more comfortable level. This card could also mean all work and no play. Darkness before dawn, stress-related health problems, and obsessive behavior. And, you know, this actually reminds me, Laura, if you're still listening, my dear, a lot of your question, it's what it is we want, where we're putting focus and emphasis on what and why. And so that's coming up again. And so it's not just for her, it's for all of us. We're seeing that trend. Same thing for me, maybe same thing for you. If we're starting a new job, if we're starting a new relationship, that can shift everything. And I don't just mean even a necessarily a new job like it's new completely. It could be we're adding more hours. It could be a different position. It could be a different coworker. It could be, our, you know, your children's schedule has changed, which shifts your schedule. So there's so much energy. And the cards are telling us, stay balanced, though. Don't keep yourself lopsided because that's what you feel like you need to do. It's like universe is coming and saying, no, this is a reminder for you to be balanced, not imbalanced, which seems a little tough to understand at first. But moving ahead to our card of the week, or the portion of the month, right? If you tune in or check New Age Guild, you'll see where at the beginning of the month we post, I post, what your weeks look like individually. And today's, this week, is a Nine of Wands. And it's all about growth and change and formation. It's also about being more awake and being more aware. So maybe some growing pains, but we're hearing that same word, growth, right? The cards are reminding us to take one thing at a time, and that's the beauty of the Nine of Wands, y'all. And if you look at this card online, one thing at a time, one obstacle, one situation, one opportunity at a time. We're talking about our fire and our urges, different degrees of development, how we're handling them, right? Fight or flight, how it's all kicking in for us. These cards are talking, and this card is talking about finding your own vision. Out with the old, in with the new. We're going, moving past old habits. This isn't easy, but that's what we're dealing with right now, right? And sometimes we feel like it's Murphy's Law, like, great, this is exactly what I didn't want. This is exactly what I got. But again, it's universe reminding us this is what you don't want. You know what you want. Let's make that happen instead, right? So it's like, again, dealing with our impulse and the event as it occurs, as it comes together for us, right? Moving on to our beautiful postcard from Spirit, who always brings it together succinctly for us. Now is one of those times you're being asked to add some distance. Take a step back and do nothing but observe. Don't worry about how long it will take to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath, slow down, and look at how far you've come. Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellect and the intuition. When you step into the role of observer, it's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part of the information gathering and decision-making process. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. We know you'll make the right choice. Trust us when we say how it's not. Trust us when we say now is not the time to get too close to the fray. Step back now. You'll be glad you did. I want to thank Donna, Tanette, Yvette, Laura, Davida, and Karen for being a part of our 21st show. My mission is to empower you with insight and understanding to make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It is yours to know until we speak again. Take care, and I love you.